The spirit of a person is the motivator of that person. It is the inspiration of that person. The mind is that part of a person which gains, stores, and processes information. It is by default only affected by the five senses. In the new birth, we receive a new, perfect spirit. This is spirit salvation. But our mind still holds the same information, opinions, and tendencies it did before we were born again. In order to experience the benefits of abundant life, our minds must be transformed, renewed, so that the mind of Christ in our new spirit takes over our mind. The Word and the Holy Spirit are the ingredients which enable our minds to be transformed. But we must expose our minds to the Word, and we must surrender our minds to the Holy Spirit in prayer language for this to happen. To the extent we do this, our minds are renewed and we experience soul salvation. Our minds will never be completely transformed in this life. We press toward the mark. At the return of Christ, the corruptible will put on incorruption, and our soul salvation will be complete.